Hi, I'm Jo Allen. I'm a holistic health teacher and founder of The Humble Warrior based in St. Leonard's-on-Sea.
Hello, I'm Heidi Rickson and I'm a Reiki healer, teacher and sound healer.
Welcome to Resonance Space. So in terms of the actual sessions, I think ours are quite different. How would yours sort of play out?
Well, because I use my method of sound healing, which is through music that I create, it plays at the same time as I'm doing my Reiki treatment. However, I do use it myself, on myself, just as kind of background music, and I find that's therapeutic, but that's not how I'm using it at the moment.
Yeah. So how do you create the music?
I put it through a sheet music creation program on my computer. So every instrument has its own little sound, just like every instrument has its own little sound, but on the computer. So I basically write sheet music the way I want it, and then export it, and then I do the kind of digital magic. I kind of stretch it and shape it and add things or take things away and how I feel the track should sound. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a different experience every time I do it. Mm. I have to just quiet everything and let the music creation process happen through me rather than from me, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So have you got kind of a focus when you start, or you're just seeing what happens as you go?
Both. Mm. I'll just notice, I feel like writing the track. And I think some of it has to do with what I decide to title it, which I never know what I'm going to do until I sit down. And then what I do on purpose, though, my choice is I choose the instruments that I like to hear, because if it's ones that I don't care for, then it's not going to be as fun for me. Mm. Which is, to be honest, the reason why I started doing it in the first place. So it kind of happens different every single track, including what I do after the recording. So after I export it and bring it into another program, and then start doing the shaping and all that, it's always different.
So it's quite technical.
It is and it isn't. I mean, knowing how to actually use the program and having an idea of how to read sheet music and what kind of instruments that you like, that's important. And then the technical kind of exporting and all that stuff. Yeah. But then also, some of it's experimental as well. I just happen to have some technical prowess there, so I'm fortunate.
Yeah. Mine feels a lot simpler.
Well, not yes and no. It's just different. It's not simpler. It's just different.
Yeah. Yeah, it is different, yeah. But that sounds to me like quite a lot of like, ooh, it sounds technical. I'm thinking, oh, you take all this and you put it together. Whereas I generally just sort of pick something up and go, ooh, how does this sound?
Well, that's my version of picking something up and saying, ooh, how does this sound?
Yeah.
How did you decide which instruments that you use?
So mine started through just the yoga classes and picking up just a Tibetan bowl and just sort of using that and going, ding, you know, just a nice sound at the end. Just kind of, I just felt really nice and relaxing, played around with it. I just really, just had a nice little time with my Tibetan bowl. I can't remember where that one came from. I think it was a present. And I just, really enjoyed it. I've always been interested in the environment of my sessions, so all my classes and everything, I've always kind of been really into the music, if the sound isn't right, or loving being outdoors with the sound of the waves, or you know, being in a field with the sound of the birds. So I find that for me, it was never just about the movement or everything, it was about the whole experience.
Absolutely.
Which it is, everything is, but...
No chainsaws involved.
Oh, well, exactly. That would really ruin my day. I mean, it does happen, obviously. There's always some sort of man-made noise. You're like, oh, stop it. But I'd be really conscious of that. And I imagine that most people would go, oh, you know, that's happening. Whereas I was just like, oh my God, it's ruining my entire thing. So yeah, very much around the sounds and the whole experience of it. And then I think it just grew from there. So I was like, oh, I like this. And then I thought, oh, I'll try another bowl and something else. And then just got fascinated in all these, definitely kind of went around the sort of more Eastern style, you know, the Tibetan bowls and those sort of instruments.
Did you ever try one that you didn't like?
Yeah, I think you can bong them every now and then and go, oh, no, I'm not sure about that. Not sure about that one. But that's, like I said, that's probably not, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't have it. It might just be a very different frequency for you. But
kind of like how I pick the instruments that I use for my music because
that you like,
like it.
Yeah. Mm. I do try not to do that 100%, because there's things like, I know things like the rattle, for example, that's got a really kind of interesting kind of sensation when people would listen to that, because it's, you know, with the eyes closed and everything else is quite soft, and then suddenly you introduce a bit of a rattle.
See, that makes me think of a snake.
Yeah.
Rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Every possibly. Time I hear that.
Yeah, yeah, possibly, exactly. So you've got this, and it's not necessarily pleasant. And
Not for me, no.
No, and some people at the end will say, oh, I didn't like that shaker thing. What were you doing that for? But it's like, but that's doing something else. That's almost like not jarring is not the word. Maybe it might be jarring for some people. It shouldn't be too jarring. But it's that sort of slightly out of your comfort zone feeling of like, I'm not, but it is, it's moving through the body and it's doing something important as well, even though it's not particularly likable for everyone.
Does that mean that we should seek out sounds that we don't like?
Not necessarily, because you don't know what they're doing. I wouldn't go and seek out a part of like a pneumatic drill, for example.
Not those kind of things.
And go, I don't know that. Let me put my ear right next to it. No, but some. Yeah, I think they say when they're teaching, it's like some. We all have a frequency in our body, and some. Like, we all have a note, apparently. You've told me this, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You can find out your note. And so that will resonate. So some notes work together and some notes don't. So the notes that don't work with your natural frequency or note or resonance probably will jar with you. But that doesn't necessarily mean... I sort of, again, when I'm playing my crystal bowls, you've got the different notes and you know the ones that go together. But I think the most interesting sounds sometimes are when you throw in the one that doesn't quite, you know, in perfect music, sheet music form wouldn't go together, but it creates a kind of like wavy, like dissonant sound that I find really fascinating. And I think that is doing something different to the beautiful ones that go together.
Do you know what you're going to use beforehand, or do you just kind of go with the moment?
No, I know I do. I plan it beforehand.
Okay.
Some of it is freestyle, because I think it needs to be a little bit. But yeah, no, I'll have a sequence of, and it, again, it's that sort of journey. So going from usually, definitely for me, I always start with the drum because I want to start that earthy. I want to connect. It, also for me, it connects with the heartbeat, the drum.
Yes, it's that makes sense.
Kind of like, it's a real getting into your body, and then you move through floatiness. Go through the floatiness, and then there's. So if I'm going to do something like a shaker, I won't do it. Like, you don't want to do like a crystal bowls shaker that's going to get everyone out, and then a nice sonic chime. So it's kind of like you want to do the shaker sort of earlier on. So it's kind of, they're still, because it's about the levels of consciousness as well. So you're still kind of with, when you're doing drums, shakers, maybe things with wood, sort of things that you're knocking on, rattles, different things. You're still kind of semi-conscious, you're still there, and then you start going into the notes and the frequencies, that higher ones that take you off a bit floating about. And then coming back again with sort of softer but more ones that you connect with, so things that are more your patterns. You know, so your brain connects to patterns, so introducing patterns, so the brain has just been floating and exploring and then almost sort of latches back to the patterns in a way and goes, this is still very relaxing and nice, but I'm coming back into my, you know, into that sort of more consciousness.
So you're transitioning people.
Yeah, back into
between consciousness states.
Yes, basically, yeah. And then back to, so I like to finish with a song or a mantra or some sort of more verbal meditation, because again, you've gone off you've gone off into that, you know, that sort of liminal state in between sleep and awake. It's very dreamlike. There's no thoughts, hopefully, if people are able to switch their brains off, which a lot of people aren't. It takes a long time.
Mm.
But if you can switch your brain off and there's no thoughts and you're just existing and receiving and just being, then you sort of come back into, yeah, a bit more of a that sort of pattern recognition. And then you start listening to words. Brings you back a bit more. You're still hopefully quite relaxed. I mean, some people are asleep by this point, so, you know, they haven't heard any of it, and I've done all this work. And now
yes, but their body has heard it.
Exactly, and that is also what I always say. So it's like a massage. If you fall asleep, you're really annoyed, aren't you? Because you're like, damn, I've just paid for that massage, but you know that your body's got all the benefits out of it, so you just got to let it go and go, okay, next time I'll try not to fall asleep. And yeah, and then back to kind of like a message almost, so like in something that, around what I've, you know, whatever that the theme is that I'm working on for that one, and that, and then it finishes.
So like summing up the journey that you just took them on.
Yeah, or it's just something really beautiful and lovely, or something like a mantra that's, again, that in a different language, so it doesn't necessarily, you don't have to connect to it and think about it, but you're just experiencing it. But it's verbal, usually, not always. I sometimes finish with, yes, I don't always finish with verbal, but sometimes that's my sort of thought process about bringing people back, and then they're sort of more ready to come back to consciousness.
So how would someone find an experience near them that they could try?
I mean, I think there's more and more. I think it is definitely, especially because I mean, you can come to mine, you're very welcome. Shameless plugging at the Humble Hub in St.
She's
Linux.
She's really good. I've been there.
but I find I've got quite, because I've created this space that is for soundscaping, and I've got a few people kind of coming to use it as well. So we're almost like kind of very sound saturated, which I love. But I think it's a case of having a search, and it does, I mean, I hate to kind of use social media necessarily as like the way to do it, but you know.
I'm making a face.
I know, because that's how people find me, unfortunately, because it is just one of the tools that we need to use to communicate to the outside world, unfortunately. But so you will be able to find sound healers on social media, or hopefully locally if you Google sound healing, sound baths. And yeah, hopefully just find someone, because I think depending on where you are, you know, they're around. I think that it's getting more and more popular as a sort of a modality to relax. A lot of people just come to relax. You know, there's no, you think sound healing, oh, you know, what do I need to heal? Why would I go? But just to go and relax is really quite lovely.
I think if you aren't sure, but you want to try it, get someone to go with you and kind of experience it with you. And in regardless of what happens, it's actually going to be fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's never bad. I've never known anyone who's hated it. Let's put it that way. No one's ever said. There are some, you know, comments of like, oh, you know, what was this? What was this? It's always an experience. And I think it's interesting that your first one, usually, from what I sort of gather, people are, their minds are just blown. They're just like, what just happened? And then after that, possibly they're just always trying to get back to that feeling that they had that they never heard it before.
Chasing the first time.
Chasing the first, exactly. I do see that, because they sort of come back and they go, oh. I'm like, it was exactly the same. It's just that your body had not experienced it before. So the first time you do it is quite intense, I think. I had this conversation with a friend yesterday about holotropic breath work, and she'd never done it before, and she was just like, what happened? She's like, a week later I'm still reeling from what happened. And I said next time you do it, you'll never get that experience again, because it's the first time you've ever allowed yourself to release in that way, and it changes you, it's a state out of your consciousness, out of your comfort zone. And it's amazing. You will get benefits every single time, but it tempers. It's just like, you know, the first time is almost like an explosion of whoa. And then after that, your body will take bite-sized chunks of what it needs, I think. That's sort of what I gather from. I think the same. But then if you need it, like sometimes I'll have, because I obviously go to my own, I go to other people's because I love it, because I'd be really upset if I just did them and never went to them myself. I'd just be like, what? This isn't fair. And sometimes I'm just like, oh, that was pleasant. And that's what my body needed. And sometimes, yeah, there'll be a major shift, or I'll feel like I was, yeah, like hallucinating or something. And I'm like, what happened there? And there's no way to kind of predict it. You can't go, I'm going to go into this one, I'm going to see colours and the shapes, and I'm going to travel around the universe.
You honestly don't know what's going to happen until you try it.
Exactly. Sometimes you do, and you go, whoa.
Well, also, there are apps as well that you can try.
Test it out, yeah.
And YouTube. Go on YouTube.
Yeah, there's
8 gazillion.
Yeah. It's never as good as in person, because you... Obviously, there are physical sound waves, because if you think of a speaker, there are sound waves, but it's not quite the same, I would say.
I agree.
It's a version of, and it's, if that's the only thing you can do, I would still do that, because it's so good.
Well, more just testing to see if it's something that you're interested in.
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Yeah. I think there's also something about the experience of being in the room, because I will always introduce it with breath and, you know, connecting into the body, which you don't necessarily do if you're just switching on a tune or an app or something. So, yeah, I think there's different levels of experience, but it's definitely worth checking it out. There's loads. I use Spotify personally. Other channels aren't available. But there's loads on there, and you can just search. Search how you're feeling. Sometimes I'll just search... Yeah, just sort of how I'm feeling, what I want to connect with. If it's heart chakra, sometimes I'll just search that, and you'll find lots of, you know, solfeggio frequencies put together with music that are really beautiful.
Also, try different consumption methods. So if I just listen to it through my phone without headphones, it has nothing near the effect than if I listen to it either with headphones on or like with my extra wicked super special speaker set up.
Exactly. There's the quality of the tone as well, isn't there? That has to be right. Yeah, if you're listening for a crackly phone or something that doesn't really work, it's not gonna have the same appeal. But I think that's the best thing to do. Or you can ask us questions if you want to get in touch.
Yes, you can. And remind everyone how they can do that.
You could get in. You could email me on joanna@the-humblewarrior.co.uk.
And everything will also be in the show notes as well.
Yeah.
Including some of the sounds from Jo's selection of instruments that she brought. I'm going to record them afterwards and... see how it goes.
Yeah, give it a try, I would say. You might be skeptical, but until you give it a try, who knows whether it's for you.
Plus, either way, you learn something and it's fun.
Exactly. So I have my wah pipe here, which is 639 Hz, which is related to the heart chakra and love and positive energy. So I usually play this around, if we're focusing on the heart chakra and focusing at that heart space and kind of seeing how that feels and the vibration. So I'll give it a go over the microphone, we'll see. Then I have my tuning forks here that are the notes C and G, so that is the perfect fifth. So it's thought to bring total all over body healing. The C is 256 Hz, the G is 384. So also, if you did them separately, the C would be the root chakra, the G would be the throat chakra, so you can kind of see that's kind of top to bottom. So I'm going to try this again. Don't know how this is going to sound, but I'm going to... So you'll hear kind of two bongs when I hit the when I hit the tuning boards.
Is that the technical term?
And then I'm going to put them either side of the microphone. Let's see what happens.
Thank you for joining the journey here on Resonant Space.
I've been Jo.
And Heidi.
And if you want to contact us, you can get in touch at our email address, info@the-humblewarrior.co.uk. So just if you have any questions about any episodes, if you have any topics you'd like us to explore, or if you are a practitioner yourself and would like to come on the podcast and discuss a subject, that would be amazing. So yes, feel free to get in touch. Thank you.